Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use at your fingertips. Hard-hitting talk starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 28th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances are brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers and one of the peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips now. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. We talked about our Honest Money Report. Gold, $1,270, 45 cents. Silver, $15.07. So they would say gold and silver are up, but I disagree. Gold and silver stand steady as a rock. The dollar is tanking. That's why gold and silver appears to be up. We talked about gold as real money. Timeless insurance, nature's currency. Don't dip your toe in the crypto, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm telling you right now, it's melted down. We'll have a conversation about that as the broadcast unfolds. Retailers rejoice as holiday spending hits six-year high. Is it great when we spend so much money, ladies and gentlemen? I submit to you that if we're going into debt, it's not great. If we're buying things we don't need, it's not great. See, the economy doesn't mean just sheer spending of dollars. It isn't all about the getting and the spending. It's about financial well-being. Do people have net worth? In other words, are their assets greater than their liabilities or what? See, we don't talk about any of those things, but we certainly absolutely need to. NBC, I guess, got caught in a lie. They reported that Donald Trump was the first president since 2002 not to visit the troops at the Christmas time, but then they lie. Then they came back and said, oh, well, we knew he was going to visit all the time. It's a no duh that the president would do that. And now they're mocking the president for visiting, saying he talked about politics at Christmas time. I mean, you just can't win with these enemies of liberty, can you? Cities got slapped down for trying to force churches to bow to the LGBTQ agenda, the gay, lesbian, bisexual agenda. LGBT, it's just crazy. But thank heavens, good people sued. The courts got involved. The judges did right this time. It's a win for us, folks. City got slapped down. Trump makes a surprise visit to Iraq with Melania. He declares ISIS nearly defeated and America's respected again. He was a little bit afraid to go to the war zone. He said not for himself, but for Melania. I don't blame him. But you know what? She wanted to go and she went, and good for the First Lady. 1 million gun owners refuse to obey gun ban. See, I like that point. I don't like the way the headline's written, though. Why don't we say this? Government tries to disobey the law, and gun owners won't tolerate their violation of their Second Amendment. The nine biggest takedowns of food stamp fraud in 2018, we talked about that, but Kurt made a broader point, which was simply this. If we didn't have food stamps, we wouldn't have food stamp fraud now, would we? Food stamps are unconstitutional. Go look in your supreme law. Do you see them anywhere? No. Do we like charitable kindness? Philanthropy? Humanitarian efforts? Absolutely. Do we think government should steal our money and be the arbiter of the handouts? Not a chance. The International Monetary Fund, inflation to hit in Venezuela, 1.4 million percent before the end of the year. That just shows what communism does to nations, ladies and gentlemen. They need to reject it and put in place the supreme law of our land, make it the supreme law of their land, and man, they could have a wonderful economy and a wonderful society as well. But communism never works, folks, never has, never will. Look at Venezuela and Cuba for your examples. Then go look at China and Russia for your examples. They're not doing well either. You say, what are you talking about, Sam? China's doing incredible only because they have a most favored nation trading status with the freest country on the face of the earth with the best economy in the world. You take that away from them and China will be dead broke in a heartbeat too. Six ways, by the way, China uses economic villainy to edge out competitors. In other words, they use principles of communism to manipulate. So they play in the free market. We give them free market credits and benefits, but yet they manipulate with their insider communist trading. They get the best of, quote, both worlds. We ignorantly let them do it. hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. We wish Richard Mack a happy birthday. He'll come on next hour. Got to remember to wish him a happy birthday next hour. Help me remember that, Kurt, if you will. We talked about Senator Mike Lee doing a phenomenal job blocking Senate confirmation of LGBT activist Chai Bloomfield, or Feldblum, to the EEOC. Donald Trump nominated this joker, this Obama holdover, this promoter of perversion. What on earth is Donald Trump doing? Anyway, Mike Lee stands against it. The American Family Association standing against it. We on Liberty Roundtable Live standing against her nomination. Block it, Mike Lee. Good work, buddy. The American Family Association speaking out. We tweeted, tagging the Donald in our tweet. At Donald, at real Donald Trump, if you will, to try to stop this. We can't tolerate this. I don't know what Donald's doing. I thought he wanted to drain the swamp. Well, Tom Brady absolutely believes he'll play in 2019. There you go. The old man ought to retire gracefully, just my humble opinion. We talked about medical marvels, by the way. A 65-year-old woman gives birth to her second child in India. Her 80-year-old husband thanks Allah for the gracious gift. Well, I'm not really an Allah believer, but I will say this. At least they thank their God and they're grateful for children. We could take a page out of that playbook for us in America, couldn't we? We ought to be grateful for children and grateful to our God. 107-year-old New York man, he's a barber. He's the oldest working barber in the world. His son's like 85 or something like that. Maybe he ought to retire and turn the business over to his son. Speaking of retiring, Paul Ryan pushes what they call stealth outsourcing. Amnesty for Irish lobbies. I'm telling you, the guy's a criminal. Paul Ryan, what a shame. What a disgrace. And the House should have replaced him. But no, they doubled down and supported the swamp, didn't they? That's why the Republicans got nothing done, because there's a few good guys in there, but the rest are swamp monsters and just doubled down and kept the status quo. And now they lost control as a result of their failure once again. Never Trumpers are wishing for an economic crash to take out the president of the United States of America. For example, they say futures point to a decline for U.S. stock after the Dow's breaking record on Wednesday. What are they talking about? How do futures point to a decline? Aren't futures guesses? Aren't they hedging their bets already? So gamblers are gambling that it's going to gamble negative. What kind of an economic outlook is that, folks? They predicted the president would fail at the economy. He's done phenomenal. They predicted that he would take over and just destroy everything. In fact, they predicted he wouldn't even be the commander-in-chief. They laughed at him as a joke when he went down the escalator. Now, didn't they? And these are the people that are going to tell you the economy, the same people that can't even predict the weather. I mean, come on. Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Federal debt, I guess it's up $1.37 trillion since last Christmas. Merry Christmas. What a shame. We got to reject the fiat currency and return to constitutional money. Illegal alien charged with violently raping a college student. What about that? Where's the mainstream press when you need them? Where's the Me Too movement? Where's all these people that should say, you know what, illegals, some of them are criminals, and some of them do perpetuate evil and abuse and hostility and criminal activity, raping and pillaging and plummaging, just like the president said, huh? Wow. Analyst says outsourcing American jobs is responsible for the GM layoffs, not the tariffs. But yet blame everything on the president that's negative, right? U.S. soldier in Iraq doesn't think the same as the mainstream press. Soldier in Iraq tells President Trump, I came back into the military to defend our great nation because of you. Wow, what a contrast to the press, huh? Trump's presidency has changed Washington and defied convention. I like that headline. It's true. But they don't mention that it's in a good way. They just kind of let you believe a lot of it could be bad. He's done some tremendous things, folks. Has he done all that I want? Not even close. Is he making some big mistakes? Absolutely. Is he doing better than any other president in my lifetime? I'd have to say yes. 2018, by the way, will be the first year with no violent tornadoes in the United States. You know, I attribute that to the fact that Donald Trump is really promoted God more than any other president in my lifetime, too. Is he perfect? No. Is he a great Christian? Not hardly. But is he acknowledging God and allowing people to pray and supporting godly principles and pro-life. Yes, he is. And I believe that the Lord's protecting us to some degree. If we'd repent and do more of it, I think we'd have more protection and more peace and more stability. Let's get out of the wars. Let's go back to honest money. Let's use the supreme law of the land as our guide. All right, that's a recap of yesterday's hard-hitting broadcast. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. You want to start out by talking about Judicial Watch, huh?
Judicial Watch. Well, yeah, I think they do some pretty good stuff on a regular basis. The headlines.
I think they
the
talk big, but I don't see any real solutions or answers behind what they do. I hear the initial shot across the bow, but I don't really see anything come from it much, you know?
Very good.
That's just me.
You know, the headline reads, WorldNet Daily's headline, Judicial Watch, Mueller probe won't wrap up. Yep. And so they're basically just saying this thing's going to go on forever. Tom Fitton, the president there, was being interviewed on the Fox News channel, and he says, I don't think it's going to wrap up in any traditional sense of the word, even if there's an interim report. I think it's just going to be a continuing vehicle for enemies of the president to harass the president.
Well, as long as Donald leaves the FBI, an unconstitutional agency, and the Justice Department in place, Kurt, which both should serve at the pleasure of the executive branch, why would you expect it to be any different? If Donald's just going to allow the swamp to continue, buddy, it's going to continue. Let's talk about that. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Judicial Watch, and I guess they're on, what, Fox? And they're basically saying, hey, this probe of the president will not stop by the Mueller organization. Yeah. I don't know what you call it, Kurt. Who does Mueller work for?
Basically, he's the, they call it a special prosecutor or special...
Yeah, they call it an independent counsel, don't they, Kurt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What the heck does an independent council mean? Have you read in your constitution about the independent organizations? Any organization that they don't want to shut down and that they want to be non-touchable? It's like an independent council. It's like the independent Federal Reserve. It's like all these organizations somehow got spun up by government but have no accountability to government. I mean, at some point, it's just preposterous. But again, the Republicans didn't rein in any of this when they had the chance. Kirk Donald's not reining in any of it. Nobody's doing. All they're doing is funding it, right? Promoting it. And then going, golly, this thing's a train a rolling and no one has control of the train. Isn't that what they're kind of trying to act like?
The one thing it's nice to know is Tom Fitton agrees with you. He says Trump should take action to shut it down. He says this is just harassment at this point.
Wow. Well, he's right about that, and I don't know what can be done about it. You would think Judicial Watch would be able to sue somebody and stop it, wouldn't you think, Kurt?
Yeah, or like he said, the president should shut it down. So, you know, that's
you think
at least it's certainly an option.
Apparently. Amen. You think Donald will do it?
I know some didn't think he would go for the shutdown. You know. And so,
but is this part getting shut down?
It'd be nice to see. I think it's a good time to get it done. You know, I would have shut it down a long time ago, but you know, sure, good time to get her done now.
Yeah, does this part get shut down, Kurt?
I hope so.
Okay, I don't even know if we know if this part gets shut down, but I sure think it needs to. But there you go. All right, maybe what Donald needs to do if he's going to deal with the swamp a little better than he's doing, Kurt, he might be able to take a James Bond course or something like that. What do you think? Just put Donald in James Bond school.
Not a good idea. This is a new thing now.
He might get away from the prosecutors if he did that, Kurt.
Maybe so. But the headline from WorldNet Daily, James Bond course comes to college. University of Oklahoma's College of Arts and Sciences is offering a 3-credit-hour women and gender studies course that will be analyzing and dissecting gender representation in the James Bond film franchise. They call it Gender and James Bond. They say it'll focus and analyze this heroic masculinity of the main character and theme of the films to how different sexes, genders, national orientation, and other forms of identity are represented in the Bond series. The course description describes 4 major points the course will review and study, which mainly pertain to the representation of women and the viability of the Bond franchise. I would just say this is more proof how most of the time many times in in these universities you're just wasting your money.
Kurt, this is an opportunity of a lifetime, buddy.
It's a wasted money opportunity, Sam.
Kurt,
there's wasting your government tax dollars, and they're teaching you something that's useless in society.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know why Kurt's so negative on this. He should be bullish on this kind of stuff. Just think, you could take a James Bond course. It might help you stay out of jail, you know, if you just elude the enemies and stuff. You could do like all you got to do is just change genders. I bet if Donald just said he was a woman and a lesbian, and then he just decided that he was a black woman lesbian, right? Then he could probably just avoid all the hate and the, you know, attacks against him and stuff. Don't you think, Kurt? Isn't that how the James Bond school might teach him to do it? He could just be like, hey, I'm a black female. I'm downtrodden. Be all right. All right, you hear about these guys going over Niagara Falls in a barrel. Have you ever gone to Niagara Falls and seen this, Kurt?
No, but you went to Niagara.
Yeah, I did. There's an incredible full-screen movie where they show these people, you know, in reenactments of these people going over, Niagara Falls, and they show all this footage. It's really tremendous. This is a little bit, I don't know what you say, less, like, intense? Well, I guess a different kind of intense, isn't it, Kurt?
Well, yeah, the headline here, Frenchman sets sail across Atlantic in a barrel. It's just stupidity, but I guess it'll get him some media coverage, you know, and that kind of thing if he does survive it, you know. He'll probably be able to, go on like Oprah or whatever, you know.
So what do you think of that, Kurt?
What I'm really surprised is that
maybe he wants to come to America and get French fries.
Mainstream media is not going to cover him. Yeah, good point. But I'm really surprised that they're not going to cover him like 24/7 on this kind of thing. This guy, they say, is a 71-year-old Frenchman. He set off across the Atlantic Ocean in what they call a large orange barrel. Now, in my opinion, this thing is not really the picture shows this is not really a barrel. It's got solar panels on it. It's got a window. It's it's not just a barrel, Sam. He's hoping to float to the Caribbean by the end of March.
There you go.
And so.
Maybe he charges internet and stuff like that, so he could text you and say, I'm in the ocean.
And 1 to 2 miles
an
hour.
I'm in the ocean.
Yeah. His journey's being tracked online. Shows lately he's...
And watching him in his boat via vidcam is like watching paint dry, right?
Yeah. He's a retired military parachutist. And he's been funded by sponsorships and a crowdfunding campaign. And he stowed away a bottle of white wine and a block of some kind of cheese for New Year's and celebration. But you look at the picture, it's not just a barrel. It's a nice gig. They say the vessel, later, instead of calling it just a barrel, includes a small kitchen and a bed and a space for storage. A porthole in his temporary home will provide much of his entertainment, allowing him to watch passing fish below. And the guy's dropping markers on his way to allow International Marine Observatory Organization to study ocean currents. They say the vessel contains I told you it had a bed, a small kitchen, et cetera. So,
there you go.
It's a long way.
A little
from
bit of a different kind of barrel than the ones used by the school teacher that went over the Niagara Falls with her cat and survived.
That's right.
A little different, mm-hmm. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up. Maybe he's coming to get some French fries, though. I don't blame him. People come all over the world to get American French fries. You know what I'm talking about?
Great point.
All right. Well, would you rather be the guy in the barrel, Kurt, watching the fish go by, drinking your wine and eating your cheese and such like that? Or would you rather be this couple in Arizona at Walmart?
Well, that's a problem, Sam. And this was basically on the border. They call it the border state of Sonora. I guess that's on the Mexico side. But the headline reads, Mexican cartel gunman kill couple in Walmart parking lot near Arizona. And so there was a young couple that was basically gunned down in their parked truck at a Walmart on Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas. A group of cartel gunmen fired more than 150 rounds from AK-47 and AR-15 rifles. This is about 5:20 in the evening on Christmas Eve. This amid last-minute shoppers, according to local reporting. The gunmen then fled in the same vehicle they had arrived in. The Walmart there's in Ciudad Obregón, located near the Arizona border. According to investigators, the two victims, they tell you, they were 23 and 25 years old. Investigators did not release a motive. They've seen a lot of these gunfires because they basically got what they call the Los Chapitos, or the Sons of El Chapo, are fighting against the
In other words,
Chapo
what you got Cedro. Is you got these, as I told you, man, the drug cartels control both sides of the border. And what you got is it spilling over into society, and whether these people were, innocents caught in the melee or whether they were really part of the scandal at Walmart, don't know. Nevertheless, it makes Donald Donald Trump's point that much more poignant in a reality check. Where's the press, huh?
Good point.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
All right, so I'm wondering how many of these stories need to happen before the mainstream press sits up and takes notice and admits Donald Trump's got a point. You got a girl being raped by an illegal alien? Yeah. You got a Mexican drug cartel killing a couple in a Walmart parking lot near Arizona. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You've got Stuart Rhodes reporting live for Liberty Roundtable on the border, telling you the border leaks like a sieve. There ain't no wall. Telling you that, you know what? The drug cartels control both sides of the border. No doubt. They command the airspace. They control it all. When are you going to believe reality? Or is it the kind of thing where you're just going to bury our head in the sand as a country and say, we're not going to believe our lying eyes kind of a thing? I mean, it's, what's up with this? But there you have it. Sad tale to tell. Moving to a shutdown to slim down, Eckhart.
Well, yes, yeah, Sam. Apparently, you know, this is, we're talking about the USDA. That's the United States Department of Agriculture. And they have a program there called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. They say that their 1,493 employees will be slimmed down to about 5% of them working That's what they expect. And yet they say that even with the decrease in staffing, the USDA notes that all eligible households would receive SNAP benefits for the month of January. They say they've got 19,395,000 plus households that are currently enrolled in SNAP. Those are like their clients, you know, their business associates. But anyway, they say other welfare assistance programs would still be able to continue at the state and local levels with the funding that is already available. The child nutrition programs, like the school lunch program, are funded through February and will operate as usual. So,
what do you think, Kurt? You think this is going to really, you know, do that, or what do you think?
Do I think they'll the guys will go home and not be working? I think this kind of shows you. I mean, they basically just said that they've got, you know, almost 1,500 employees. They only need like 5% of them will be working, and yet things will just keep running through February. You know, kind of makes you remember those old phrases about the non-essential government employees. You know, you just wonder how many of these people could be gone and things would just could be just running along fine.
So like do you think that it's true that shutdown will slim down 90% of the USD office over? Do you think 90% will go away?
No, I don't.
All
think
right. Now the other thing I find
away,
interesting,
I think it'll be not working, and they'll just be waiting for us to pay them more money. You know.
Yeah. Here's what I find.
But
interesting.
I don't think they work normally. You know.
Here's what I find interesting. 95% of the office overseeing the food stamps will go away. So all they're going to do is get rid of the oversight and let the program just be more and more and more, what, rot with fraud, Kurt? Is that what will happen? So they're not limiting the food stamps. They're just limiting the oversight? Is that all we're talking about?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like to me there's so many stories about food stamp fraud anyway. I don't see that these guys really do much anyway, Sam.
Oh, Kurt, they get after it, buddy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I find it interesting, though, they're going to shut down 95% of the USDA office overseeing the food stamps. You know, it's just interesting how the headline worked. All right, I don't know if you know this, Kurt, but back December the 19th, while you and I were kind of doing our best to keep an eye on the news, we missed one that's kind of critical, Kurt. The bill is called, let's see what this is called here. They call it the Protect the American Taxpayers Insecure Border Act. And they put that dude into the House December 19th, the Democrats did, Kurt. So the headline says, Democrats introduce bill requiring Mexico to pay for the wall. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Cool.
Any, what do you think of it?
Well, it seems like there's plenty of ways to make that happen. You know, first of all, make sure we don't send them any more foreign aid, you know.
Yeah.
But, second of all,
but they're not doing
look
that.
At it and say, oh, really? Second of all, just look at it and say, hey, what is the true cost of the illegal immigrant to each citizen, you know?
There's your points are right.
It's around $70,000 per individual, you know, if you add those numbers up. Yeah.
I know it's individual, right. But I want to be careful to understand. Illegal individual.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not just an individual. It's an illegal kind. But I find this fascinating, though, because they say Democrats introduce bill requiring Mexico to pay for the wall to protect American taxpayers and secure border act into the House on December 19th. No one even told us about this happening, Kurt. Sheila Jackson put it in place quietly, Kurt. Now, I have a hard time with this for several reasons. One, I mean, isn't that what Donald said?
Yeah.
So now they've kind of taken advantage of it. This is where the Democrats are so good at marketing and so good at what they do. Okay, they introduce it quietly while everybody else just and then they'll be able to look back and go, you know what? Last year, when we didn't even have control, we put this bill in and the Republicans shut us down. Donald was for it. We're for it. And think how common sense this is, Kurt. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready? Are you, Kurt, for the Protect American Taxpayers and Secure Border Act, Kurt? Are you for that?
It's a great name.
You need to be for that. If you're not, Kurt, you're just, I mean, I don't know what's wrong with you, but wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is where, in my opinion, the Democrats are just very, very, very wise. They put it in the hopper quietly while everybody else is just arguing and fighting over shutting down the government. We don't get wind of it, what, Kurt, until 9 days later?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now they're going to go, last year we put this in, everybody ignored us, but we're the common sense guys. Donald's probably going to come back and sign this. He's going to equivocate and give whatever concessions are necessary to sign this. Because how can you be against this? Right? We're requiring Mexico to pay for the wall, for crying out loud. I mean, that's what Donald said. I mean, who's not for that, right? And then they have this incredibly named, and I think it's like the Patriot Act kind of a thing. I mean, it's disaster, Kurt. There's no doubt about it. But it's named so well that, I mean, if you're against it, buddy, you're just off the rails. I mean, the Protect American Taxpayers and Secure Border Act. Think about that for a minute. I'm just telling you right now, I don't like the Democrats. I think this is a disastrous bill, but I will say what they've done is to be brilliant, Kurt. I hate to admit it because it's brilliance in destroying their country, in my humble opinion. But I got to hand it to them. They were very careful, very smart. They introduced it quietly. Some of the most extreme amongst them did it. But how is Donald going to be against that and not look foolish? Okay, it starts out by saying, look, Mexico's going to build the wall. We're going to prevent taxpayers from paying for the wall now, Kurt. Why? Because Donald said so. I'm telling you right now, they're slick. They're evil, but they're slick, Kurt. And the Republicans, right at the end, got snookered. Now the Republicans, believe it or not, if they don't sign this into law, they're going to be the ones keeping the government closed. They're going to be the ones that own the shutdown. It'll be Donald and the failed Republicans on their way out. The Democrats will then push, push, push. And I'm telling you, concessions are on the way. I wish it were different, but I'm telling you, they lost the, quote, PR battle. And when you lose the PR battle, Kurt, it's about impossible to win. When you don't stand on the moral high ground in the first place, when you're not transparent, when you don't stand up for what's right, you just lose the battle. And that's what I see going on here. What a sad tale to tell. All right, the plan was to steal tools, Kurt.
Yeah, and kind of the plan went awry, Sam, and so what happened was, this was a deal just around Christmas time, there were some guys going in to steal some staple guns or nail guns, if you will, this is in Marysville, I think it's Ohio, if I remember right, some customers drew their guns, not staple guns, but they drew some real guns, or not nail guns. Marysville.
Yeah, they just whipped
the,
out the steel me nots and said,
yeah,
my friends.
That's right. These criminals were going to steal these tools and pawn them for money. That's what two men reportedly had in mind at the Coastal Farm and Ranch. They allegedly took four nail guns, each worth over $400, walked out of the store and got into a Honda Civic. They didn't expect to be surrounded by about six customers with guns raised. Anyway, there's a little
final
more
details in
story.
Seconds, ladies and gentlemen. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
All right, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refused to use, ladies and gentlemen. The plan was to steal tools. These criminals rolled in to steal the tools. They took four nail guns worth like $400 each, and they walked out of the store. They got surrounded by six citizen patriots who said, "You're not stealing from this store." Kurt?
Yep, and one customer was standing in front of their car yelling at the alleged thieves to get out. I don't know why they call them the alleged thieves, but anyway. One of the suspects reportedly said, "He won't shoot, run him over." The driver pulled forward, causing the man confronting him to land on the hood. That's what court papers say. Another customer shot at the driver's side front tire, according to documents. A third fired twice at the rear tire. Someone shot at the car one more time as it left the parking lot, records show. An employee saw the car leaving and drove after the theft suspects. He said he saw one of the men lean out the passenger window and hold up what looked like a gun. The employee stopped chasing the men and went back to the store. Marysville police found the theft suspect's car unoccupied about three blocks away with two flat tires. I'm surprised they didn't have four flat tires, but anyway. And the tools inside. Both men were apprehended after a search. They denied having a gun or seeing the employee follow them. Police found no firearms in the car. The men also denied hitting anyone with the car, but the security tape, by the way, Sam, showed a vehicle striking someone, according to the police report. The two men, were booked into the county jail. Both remained in custody, and now, the only problem I've got with this story, Sam, is that they're looking for the guys that, were there with their guns. They say the police commander, Mark Thomas, said it's unclear if the other people involved fired their guns lawfully as they left before law enforcement got there. Security footage showed one of them getting in a vehicle just as the first officer arrived. Anytime you're firing a weapon, this is what the guy said, the police commander there, said, anytime you're firing a weapon in a public place, especially a few days before Christmas in a crowded parking lot, it's a grave concern.
Well, this is where the cops are off the rails, Kurt. They're nuts. They need to praise these citizens for stopping criminal activity and for doing their best. And again, this is where, again, all you're going to do is drive a wedge between the cops and the people, and it's a huge mistake.
Yep, good point.
Okay, look, you don't run people over in your car. Footage shows the criminals already lied. Okay, this is ridiculous. And what they're going to do is they're going to pretty soon make it to where citizens won't even defend one another, Kurt. It's disaster. There's no good here. The cops need to praise the do-gooders, in my opinion, the people doing right here, and they need to basically prosecute the criminals and be done with it. Speaking of that, I guess a California police officer, Kurt. I don't know how to say this guy's name. It's R-O-N-I-L. Is it Ronil or Ronell? Singh. He's a police officer, Kurt, 33 years old, and he got killed during a traffic stop by an illegal immigrant. Looks like the illegal immigrant in California was here illegally, got deported a couple of times, kept coming back. Then they got ready to go ahead and pull this guy over because they thought he was involved in a DUI, driving under the influence, pulled him over. Cop got shot, thugs on the loose.
Yep.
How many stories do we need to cover, Kurt? We've got the cop story right now. We've got the Mexican cartel Walmart story. We've got the girl getting raped story. Three stories in the last 2 days, and the mainstream press isn't talking about Donald's right, his points valid right now. They're too busy putting a bill into Congress to say, Donald, let's have the Mexicans pay for the wall. I mean, it's just amazing. All right, Kurt. Hillary Clinton has been named the most admired woman in Gallup's annual survey. Now listen, more than any other since Gallup started asking in 1946. You know how many times she's won, Kurt?
Way too many.
You don't have a guess?
I don't know, six.
22 times, sir.
Oh, that's a lot.
And she just lost this year to guess who?
Mm-hmm. Michelle.
Michelle Obama beat Hillary. Now, you know, this is kind of an interesting deal. They say Barack Obama took first place. So you got the two most admired people in America are Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. Now, Barack Obama won. He took first place for the, do you know how many consecutive years in a row he's done this, Kurt?
I don't know. 10.
11 years in a row, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was 10 before this one. You're right.
Yeah.
Now think about this for a minute. So you've got, you know, Michelle winning this year. You got Barack winning 11 years in a row. You've got, you know, Hillary Clinton winning 22 times. All they do is pick the, well, let me just kind of break it down for you. One most admired woman is Michelle. She got 15%, Kurt. So you win with 15%, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I find that interesting. In any other situation, if you got 15%, that'd shame you, right?
Good point.
But in this, oh, you're the winner at 15. Oprah Winfrey got 5%. So it drops from 15 to 5%, like, right after the first person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I find this fascinating. When you're in digits like that, Ron Paul would get 5% of the vote, and they'd be like, he's a nobody. Why is he even on this thing? Now you got Oprah getting 5%. She's like a rock star, right? Hillary Clinton only got 4%, Kurt. But don't worry, she got it 22 times since 1946. I mean, it's crazy. Melania Trump got 4%.
It's the details in the story, detail in the story that most people are unaware of, you know?
That's exactly my point. Right. Yeah, that's why I'm highlighting this. Queen Elizabeth II got 2%, Kurt. Now, would you even put Queen Elizabeth II on there?
Well, you know, I...
As one of the most admired women in the... Angela Merkel got 2%. Ruth Bader Ginsburg got 2%. Ellen DeGeneres, I mean, whatever, got 2%. Nikki Haley got 1%, Kurt.
Yeah, out of all those, I'd probably choose Nikki Haley.
That's my whole point. She got 1%. And, hey, man, Hillary just slaughtered her with 5%. No, 4% for Hillary. Hillary's got it 22 times. I don't even know this next person got 1%. Nancy Pelosi got 1%. Okay, and this is just what they do. I don't know who is voting in these polls. But I look at this thing and I'm like, you know what? Gallup's annual survey, who's even paying attention to this thing, Kurt? It's not people that I associate with. I'm telling you right now, I don't know a single person that would put any of these people on the list.
That's right. They use it as a tool to basically promote, you know, it's a news story. They you know, like to talk. It's a fluff story. And
amen.
So it's going to be talked about.
But I'm telling you, the top getter got 15%. The second top getter got 5%.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, together, it's 20. It's not even a fifth of the public. But they act like it's just like, oh, man, you know, this is just a rock star. In any other venue, they would say the 5% is just not even worth discussing. So I find that fascinating. All right, let's talk about the men. Who's won this thing, Kurt? Did you find that?
No, I assume it's
Barack. I thought you were going to look up the men,
and the President Clinton. Oh, okay.
Oh, well.
I couldn't remember. That was the instruction.
Yeah, on the break I said, hey, I got the women covered. How about if you look up the men? And anyway, you can't know the men. You can just know that Barack Obama took it. Donald Trump has been in the runnings for quite some time. He's always second and third. Of course, he'll never get first. Everybody hates the Donald. You know that. So, anyway, I just find that interesting. I'm sure George Bush has been in there, and Bill Clinton's in there, and, you know, all those people are in there a ton. But, I mean, you know, do people admire anybody but the people just paraded in front of everybody? You got a few celebrities and basically a few politicians, and that's about all you got, Kurt, in the list, for literally decades on end. And that's supposedly the
Barack
people that we believe in.
Barack and Michelle are the two most admired.
Yeah.
You know, so I assume that means, you know, Barack is.
Maybe we ought to just not even have votes anymore since there's so much vote fraud, Kurt. We could just defer to this poll and just put Michelle as president, Barack as vice.
Yeah.
And then when that's done, we can put Hillary as president and Bill as vice. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, now I'm joking, but I'm making a point that is this really what the people think, Kurt? Do you believe that for a second? I don't.
Good point.
Okay, now, as Kurt wisely teaches us, when you look at this, it's all how they ask the questions, Kurt.
And by the way, President Trump, we got second place, they say, and that was his fourth year in a row as runner-up. Despite the fact that he has the, this is how Vogue.com, you know, says the story. Despite the fact that he has the worst approval rating of any U.S. president in modern history.
So he's the most admired, worst president in history. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. This is what I'm talking about. But it all comes down to, Kurt, did you say that was Vogue magazine?
Vogue.
Oh, it's not Vogue?
It should be called Bogus.
Bogus, Vogue magazine.
Vogue, V-O-G-U-E.
I know it is. I'm just having fun.
And,
but here's what you teach
followed,
us.
Yeah.
You teach us this, Kurt, though, that it all depends on how the questions are asked and what choices are given, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you wisely point that out because I think that's the reality is, hey, do you think they put Kurt Cosby on there? Or do you think they put, you know, maybe Rush Limbaugh? Or do you think they put, you know, Sean Hannity or Mark Levin or Glenn Beck?
The other ones they've got in the top 10 are, for the men, are George W. Bush, Pope Francis, Bill Gates, Bill Clinton, you know, chief rapist in charge, Bernie Sanders, the Dalai Lama, and Joe Biden. So there you see.
Yeah, just get old pervert list. Grandpa Joe up there, you know. But this is what I mean. I think it's all in how they ask the questions and how they manipulate the reality. I mean, that's just what they do, right?
Yeah, and by the way, on the Vogue website, it says one of the little video thing says, we're sorry, something went wrong. And yeah, and I was thinking, yeah, I went to Vogue.com. That would be the main problem.
Well.
But anyway.
There you go. Now, we reported something that's kind of sad. We said that we are praising John Kasich yesterday, Kurt, because we thought he did
was
a good job and helped.
I think it was like a couple of days ago, but anyway.
I can look it up and tell you. But either way,
right.
Barack Obama, or I guess the Ohio Senate fails to override John Kasich's veto. So I guess we jumped the gun on that one, huh, Kurt?
Well, I think it was the House, you know, and everything. I mean,
yeah, but we thought John went along and that they got it done, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I think there's several different bills about this whole right to life, and this one in particular is called the Heartbeat Bill. You know, it basically got vetoed by Kasich, and the state Senate was just short one vote in their effort to override him. One vote, Sam.
All right, so on Wednesday, December 26th is when we covered it, 2 days ago. Ohio Governor John Kasich has signed into law a measure that bans dismemberment abortion. So he might have done good there, but we kind of had mentioned the Heartbeat Bill at the same time, and we might have been mixed up between a couple of bills. So good for Kasich to sign the, you know, do not dismember babies idea.
Don't rip babies apart.
That's good. Yeah. But then the idea is he failed on the Heartbeat Bill. And shame on him. Anyway, we wanted to just clarify that a little bit. It's not like we're necessarily wrong in the news, but we didn't have it exactly 100% correct. We wanted to always do our very best to be as transparent as possible, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening, and hey, good catch on that one, Kurt. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live, we declare this nation shall endure.